Good morning. I am permitted not to wear a face covering at the front, and I know it helps with the sound, so yes, I'm not breaking any rules just yet. So a very warm welcome to you all. It's lovely to welcome you here, and a special welcome to those who are new to our church family. We hope you'll soon feel very welcome among us here at the Methodist Church. Well, we come together at the start of a new week, another uncertain week in the life of our church, national challenges, and perhaps you come here with personal challenges as well that you're facing. So it's good to gather for worship today, worshipping with those who are at home and worshipping with our Sunday club in the hall today. We are one family in Christ. And we worship the God who is sovereign over our nation, over our lives. He reigns as King. So our faces might be covered, but our hearts are open to God today. So let's draw near to him as we remain seated and listen to the words of our opening hymn. Let us pray. Holy, holy, holy God, our Creator, to you alone belong glory, honor, and praise. We join with the hosts of heaven as we worship. You alone are worthy of adoration from every mouth, and every tongue shall sing your praise. You create the earth by your power. You save the human race in your mercy and renew it through your grace. To you, loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all glory, honor, and praise, now and forever. Amen. Let us, in the quietness, confess our sins to God. Loving God, we have sinned against you in what we have thought, said, and done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We are truly sorry and turn away from what is wrong. We look to your cross and to your empty tomb. Forgive us for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, and may we hear his gracious word, your sins are forgiven. Amen. Last Sunday, Sarah, who was leading our worship, helped us to see that it's okay to bring to God our lament, our pain, our sadness, our anger, or our questions. And today we continue to remember to do that. Not to think that we need to leave our problems at the door as we come in, but very much to bring them to God today, just as we are, and to listen for his voice speaking to our needs and offering us hope and healing. So let's do that as we stand together and worship and listen to our next song. Please stand if you're able, or if you'd like to remain seated, please do. Reigning high and reaching down in grace. What a wonderful promise that is spoken over you and me today. Wonderful news. And we know that God is reaching down because of Jesus and his life lived on earth a fully human life. And we're going to hear his teaching now, calling us to rethink our priorities, not to worry, but to put our trust in him. So Alan's going to come and read to us our first reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 to 34.
Jesus tells us, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Thank you, Alan. So we hear the call there to seek first God above all things. And that's what we want to do this morning as we think about our lives, our needs, our hopes and dreams, to turn to Jesus Christ. And that's the theme of our next song, which transports us to the Holy Trinity Cathedral in Kottayam in South India, as we hear the harmonies of the Living Stones Quartet and Friends. We remain seated as we worship. Beautiful harmonies. Yeah. One advantage of listening to worship is that we have the best of our Christian brothers and sisters from around the world to minister to us. We hear Psalm 131. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Let us pray. Lord, speak to us through your words, through my message today, that we may hear and understand, receive your word, and know how to act upon it in this week ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. Those words of Psalm 131, it's a prayer of complete trust and abandonment to God. And I want to share with you its message briefly. This psalm is described as a psalm of ascents, probably written by David to be sung as the congregation progressed up to the temple heights. A journey to a higher place, literally and figuratively, lifting up the heart to God. A ladder to an encounter with God. And it's a very short ladder. It's only three verses. But it's one that reaches from earth to heaven, from the depths to the heights. And as Christians today, that's where we long to be. To journey to the higher places. It begins, O Lord. So we know this is a prayer. Addressed to God Jehovah, a heart-to-heart, deep-to-deep conversation. My heart is not lifted up. And here we understand the heart to mean the seat of feelings, the will, the intellect, the center. And the psalmist's heart is not lifted up. Lifted here means to soar, to be lofty, exalted. And also it means to be haughty or proud. So the psalmist could be feeling low, or he could be feeling lowly, humble before God. He's got his feet on the ground, and he's got his eyes on the Lord. Being honest to God. And as we heard from Sarah last Sunday, that's the best starting point. Honesty is that first footstep into the presence of God. This verse tells us that it's okay to feel grounded, to feel that we're going down and down rather than soaring on eagle's wings. It's okay to admit that we cannot control everything in our lives or world, that things are too great for us to face in our own strength. And the gospel of Jesus Christ tells us that he came down from those heights, and it's something we'll be celebrating soon during Advent. One who came down and found us and loved us just where we are. If this is a song of ascents, then the story of Jesus is one of descent into a human life, into sharing human need. Down he went further to the cross, further still down to the tomb, and then rose again, but forever is crucified, forever is with us just where we are. No longer lost, we are now found, we belong. Forgiven, healed, restored. So let's see where the writer goes from that point of honesty in verse 2, beginning with that word, but. But I have calmed and quieted my soul. Just a very small word, but. And yet it changes everything. Because aware of his limitations and struggles, it hasn't led him to despair or agitation, but led him to God, to a place of confidence and serenity. I have calmed and quieted my soul. And by that word soul, he just simply means himself. And that word calmed It means to adjust, to level, to balance or equalize. Imagine a set of scales finely balanced. Or a bicycle wheel with its hub correctly placed in the center. A life perfectly aligned because he's made it quiet before God. And I see Jesus when I read this psalm. He lived this psalm. His life was perfectly balanced. He was humble, peaceful, at one with his Father. He is our pattern, our example. And that's why I chose that reading from Matthew's Gospel, because it helps me to realign my life and regain my balance. We worry about our lives, our world. But that scripture invited us to put our trust in God's provision. We are more precious to him than the birds of the air. We look to outward appearances, but God looks beyond to what really matters. We try to serve two masters, but our Lord reminds us we cannot. We have our own priorities, but Christ urges us, seek first God's kingdom. And if we live by that teaching of Christ, trusting in God, then we can say with the psalmist, I have calmed and quieted my soul. And that's no easy thing to do. One commentator says of this verse, it is no easy thing to quiet yourself. Sooner may a man calm the sea, or rule the wind, or tame a tiger. What is that rough sea, or strong whirlwind, or ferocious tiger in your heart? Such stability and balance requires that determined approach. One translation puts it this way, I have cultivated a quiet heart. And I like that word cultivated because it puts in my mind the picture of a gardener in their garden. And our God-centered life is a growing process, day by day, hour by hour. It needs tending and hard work for it to reach fruition. It doesn't happen overnight. So how has the psalmist come to this point? David, who went through so many trials and tribulations and sins in his life. Well, the key to achieving this seems to be in the second part of verse 2, when he says, I've calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. And this is more than a sentimental picture of us snuggling up to God. Weaning is about change and growth, something many of you will know a lot more about than I do. Weaning is about change and growth. Weaning is when a baby moves on from milk to solid food. It's a natural part of growing up. Weaning can be tough and sometimes very messy, as we see here with spaghetti everywhere. Remember those days? And life can be tough and sometimes very messy as well. And at these times, our faith is really tested, and milky faith just doesn't really satisfy. Infant faith, milky faith. We're left hungry for something more, something deeper of God. Something more solid, something more grown up. And Scripture tells us that God wants us to grow up into salvation. God's word teaches us how the Christian soul or life is weaned. Just as the baby is weaned from milk to solids, the Christian's life, we are weaned from worldly things by heavenly things. We are weaned from self-righteousness by the righteousness of another, Jesus Christ. We are weaned from sin to holiness. We are weaned from self-reliance onto full dependence on God. We are weaned from those perhaps trite, easy Christian answers that you might have heard when you're in difficult times. You are weaned from that to being absolutely thrust on God in your need. That's solid food. That's a grown-up gospel, a hard gospel, but one that satisfies. And weaning, this kind of weaning, it calms the seas, it rules the wind, it tames the tiger. It gives us the balance we need in our lives. And we are then able to look beyond ourselves and encourage hope within others. And that's the last part of the verse which we see again. The final rung on the psalm's ladder. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. The voice of hope is heard in the calm. That still small voice of calm. And we pray that our church family here today and those listening at home will hear a message of hope today. Hope that they will return to church again. Hope for our world today. These are very tough times. And deep down in our hearts, we know that which cannot be changed has to be faced. But by God's grace and this gift of hope, our prayer changes from God, get me out of this, to God, get me through this. Like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, who prayed, Lord, I can't, but I will. And God has promised to be with us, to never leave us. We will, like that baby, taste and see that the Lord is good. We are calmed and comforted. We look fearlessly into the future, into eternity. Hope now, hope always. So let's take this short psalm with us into our working week. Do not worry, only trust. Amen. Joe is going to now minister to us in a solo, which is again permitted in our worship.
I pray that this song will minister to you, and as we raise our hearts and fix our eyes on Jesus, we will indeed know that hope in our lives, and we will be able to trust in him. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. All about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Bless you, Joe, for leading us in that wonderful, heartfelt song. So we come now to bring our prayers to God for the world. And there's a response on the screen. When I say, Lord, have mercy, would you respond, Christ, have mercy? And this prayer follows the events of Jesus' life on earth. So let's pray. Christ our Saviour, born for us. Bring healing and peace to all people. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ baptized in the Jordan, give hope to all who come to you. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ tested in the desert, give courage to those who are tempted today. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, who comforted and healed, bring wholeness to all who are broken. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, who hung in agony on the cross, bring strength to those who suffer today. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, who died to save us, give peace to all who face death, and peace to their families. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, raised victorious from the tomb, bring light and life to all the world, we pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, present among your disciples by your Holy Spirit, unite all your people in love. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. And a moment of silent prayer. May the grace of Christ attend us, the love of God surround us, and the Holy Spirit keep us this day and forever. Amen. We join in saying together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. It's been great to have you with us in our worship today, and there's no need to rush off, but if you want to sort of talk together or one-to-one, then please do that outside in the open space, if that's possible, and we'll keep the corridor as well to sort of free movement in there. And please do leave out of the side door. Well, today we've celebrated the love of God that is with you and with me. So let us bathe ourselves again in this love as we stand for our final song. Please join me in standing if you are able. We offer our lives and our gifts to the Lord, all that we have and are. Loving God, into your hands we place our praise and thanksgiving, our suffering and sacrifice, our songs and our sighs. Take it all, Lord, for your glory. Amen. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and your loved ones, and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen.